Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, all the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha. Yeah, yeah. Here we go. A-Town, C-Pow, cut Master Swift down your throat.
Puts on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink and hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding big. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to buy their bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To giving away them draws. Words to the brown Jane. See some chicken cow main. Many main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't a thing. Why you cuffed and claim the dame? Hey, my main thing got my last name. Yada la main.
Yo, 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 yo. What's good, people? What's good? He Shawn Key. And I'm GL. And we don't give a fuck. Just to let you know, I'm happy you're tuning in and you're listening, because you might have some shit that you might not like. But guess what? I don't give a damn. And if you don't like me, you can call and tell me you don't like me, because 9 times out of 10, I don't like you either, motherfucker. So get it straight. I'm just playing. I'm just talking shit. I'm going to let you know, first and foremost, let them know the number, first and foremost.
All right, welcome to the show on Blog Talk Radio. It was, oh no, he didn't, but I'm going to let y'all know right from jump. Just the last show, we're going by that. The next show is going to be 100 proof. Basically, because yeah, we like the name better.
Yeah.
I mean, we really should have already switched. You know, it's all good. We're going to get it straight. So they ain't get used to the no, he didn't thing no more. It's 100 proof, and we will be going from that name from now on. Call us in. Call in at 215-383-5878 if you want to chop it up with us. State your opinion on all these topics we're going to talk about. Yeah, first of all, we should probably do a little recap of last week and figure out what people liked and didn't like. What was some of the feedback you got from last week?
Well, some of the feedback that I got was, I'm not even going to go into this first subject off rip. I'm going to say a lot of people said, they really like when people call, the calls make the show hype and live and lit. As the new word is lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the one topic I got hit the most on was, can your wholeness be deleted?
No, actually, they was pretty much saying everything was good. All the feedback I have, I didn't have hardly any negative feedback. All the feedback I have pretty much positive. Only thing we did here is we kind of went a little too hard on people. Like, it was a little mean. I mean, I don't know if we were a little too mean, but, call in and defend yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's here for. If you disagree with what we say, this is your forum to say that. If you a keyboard gangster and can't say what you feel on the phone, chat. Go ahead and get on that link and create your profile, link it up with your Facebook. I mean, I know y'all smart enough to do that. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna joke. I'm not gonna joke on your ugly ass profile picture, cause that's what the fuck. I ain't gonna do you like that. You can put a picture of a hot dog. You ain't gonna have your face and let me see it.
But that was just a little quick rundown of what we kind of been sitting on for the week. We didn't really have too much going on because it was a whole bunch of love. I appreciate the love and the feedback, the positive feedback. Everybody that's been listening to us from day one, this is y'all chance to say y'all been with us from day one. So when we switch your name to 100 proof, you can really say you've been with us since day one. And everybody gonna want to say that. So go and hop on the train now. Yeah. Go ahead and hop on.
Yeah, and I'm still keeping the oh no he didn't 256. That's how you follow me on Snapchat. How can they follow you?
My page is going to be 100 proof, or either follow me, Bshaki, on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
So you can follow me on that, Bshakee. It's not hard to do. So let's see what we got to talk about today, GL. What's on the agenda? What's been everybody been talking about? What's this hot teacher on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, that everybody been talking about? I think she's from Atlanta or something, and she caused a whole bunch of controversy because she looked like she got a donkey booty. Smuggling two hams in the back of a skinny jeans.
Oh, yes. I, you know what? I'm going to be man enough to tell you, brother. I went and followed her. I said, let me see what the hype about. I was laying in the bed, and the cover just shot up. I said, I see what the hype is about. Because that black woman got the figure of a god dang. Oh, that's all I can say. She is gorgeous. The woman is just, man, the woman is just, whoo, she scrumptious, man.
But the thing is, like, I think they say she teaches, fourth grade or something?
Fourth grade.
So, like, how much learning could you really do with something like that? You know what I'm saying? I would say for detention every day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah, bend me over and paddle me. I'm bad. Because, you know, fourth grader, that's the age where you first got your first pubic hair and you're trying to show somebody. Am I not right? You know, because my brother older than me, so I was praying on a wet dream while I was in fourth grade. It ain't never come, but with a teacher like that, I'm pretty sure she could have helped. Because she, you know, the woman bad, you know, and she teach me any day.
You know, and then on top of that, you know how these kids nowadays snitching on the teacher for having sex and getting pregnant with them? What's that about, man? Why is it that they telling on the teacher? If you had something like that, I would take that to my grave.
Man.
I would never tell nobody. Well, I wouldn't want nobody else to hear. Nobody.
Well, first,
I'd be telling folks that's my mama, my auntie, whatever. I would not tell nobody at all.
Hey, I feel like if you got some of that, if you the mama sent somebody to jail, your ass needs to go to jail. You don't tell on that. You don't. That's, she look good. You don't tell on nobody like that.
All right, that's for the fellas. We all do that. But so what would the ladies do if y'all had a teacher that looked like what's one of the guys they liked? So what if your teacher was Idris Elba or something? Ain't that the dude they like?
Yeah.
What if your teacher was like that? Like what would you do? I mean, like how would you be behaving if that was your teacher? Fourth grade, sixth grade.
Well, 12th grade. Would you? I mean,
you'd risk it all, wouldn't you? I bet you would risk it all.
But easier than ever. Ain't it whatever? Serge Ibaka, look, brother. That's what I believe.
That's who they talk about, though. That's who I talk about. But you know, I think the dudes or whatever would probably have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying?
Me personally, I wouldn't have no problem with hell. That's who you like in hell. The dudes on the pornos, hell, they hit them 18. If you're 18 and up, hell, go for it. I don't give a damn. That's your beast.
What we got next year, man? What they been talking about? Did you see, I think it was last week, Lil Wayne was on Twitter talking about he was about to retire. Did you hear that one?
Yeah. Did you see him on, what was it, the new show?
Undisputed. Now.
Yeah.
And Shannon Sharp looked like a horse by now.
Yeah. He's doing Skip Bayless. I don't even know.
Not either Shannon or Sterling. Shannon Sterling's brother.
Both of them ugly as hell. Both of them look like two Broncos.
They do look like the Broncos mascot.
They do. Both of them.
I think I could have sworn I seen Peyton Manning ride on their back last week.
Yeah, you might have did.
But, what do you think about that? You think, he should retire until he get his money, you know, from Baby?
Well.
You know, that's his daddy, supposedly.
Well, I'm going to put it like this. Lil Wayne should have never signed the contract, whatever he did. Once Birdman shitted on Manny Fresh, Shaki, if I shit on you, I shit on anybody.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So the way I look at it, like, you knew what type of person he was when you signed the shit. So if he going to hold you up, keep putting mixtapes. You got all the money. You know, I can't really speak a lot on it because – I'm pretty sure Birdman got some shit on some shit like, well, he still owe me this from this, and he ain't done it yet, you know what I'm saying? He just ain't talking about it because he got all the power. The person with the power usually the one ain't talking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you were in Lil Wayne's position, you done seen the whole Hot Boys League, every one of them. You know what I'm saying? And you gonna stay thinking he gonna do you like that? I did learn. You know what I'm saying?
You knew what this man did to all your other peers. What made you think? Yo, because you know Birdman make you kiss him. You thought your booty hole was better?
Oh. Birdman came up to me. Are we going to kiss or is it going to make out?
That's what I'm saying.
So, what? If we
finish, you're going to put some respect on that dick. That's what he was telling him.
This little
Wayne tied a goddamn
hey, he had in the corner with rubbing his hands.
You know, I got Tony Braxton, but I still want some of that ass you got.
Oh, man, come on. We can't be talking about Lil Wayne like that. He got way too many classics. Like,
yeah, we got way too many positions for Lil.
man, speaking of rap music, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really read this one too tough or whatever because, honestly, I'm not that big. To me, Kid Cudi was kind of like a one-hit wonder. I know Underground kind of like him a little bit or whatever. But, you know, he didn't call out. I guess he mad at Kanye for working with Drake instead of him or whatever. I mean, I know that Kid Cudi was on Kanye's label, but he ain't been hot in quite a while. So, like why? I mean, it's off his thing a little bit. But if you, the label CEO, Kanye, and you choosing to work with Drake instead of your own artist, I mean, does that have a point? Or is Kid Cudi, you know, just hating because he ain't working with him.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. If fucking Ricky Smiley call you and offer you a job, nigga, you better leave. You get what I'm saying? Long story short, Kid Cudi are irrelevant. I can't even tell you the last song. What's the last song you had?
I mean, the only big song you had was Day and Night. I mean.
And it's all Day and Night.
Yeah.
It gone one day, and gone tonight.
Today,
yeah. If Kid Cudi look like one of them motherfuckers that work at Waffle House in the middle of night, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is a beanie? He do look like one of them Waffle House workers. You can't tell me that everybody that work at Waffle House ugly. Everybody, they make the best hummus, but they the ugliest motherfuckers you're going to find.
Oh, man. You probably about right about that. What else we got going on, GL? Have you seen them? I really claim not to be scared of too much of anything. I done seen too much, you know what I'm saying, throughout my life to even be scared of much of anything. But anybody who knows me knows that I'm only kind of nervous and scared of two of the things. I don't really care for spiders, and I fucking hate clowns. I hate fucking clowns. Did you happen to see that on Facebook and the internet where these clowns are luring kids in the woods? Did you even hear about that at all?
Well, no, I ain't heard nothing about no. Let me tell you why. First of all, let me speak on. First of all, that was in a white neighborhood. Because you damn sure ain't luring no black kids in no motherfucking clown suit in the hood. First of all, your mama already told you, don't you carry your ass across the highway, boy. And have your ass in the house and the street lights come on. So you ain't getting you wouldn't have got me in the woods. That's some white kids. Hey, it's the clown. Let's go get in the woods, Bobby.
Don't got me Bobby though, man.
Hey, first of all, the goddamn clowns would have been scared of a little black kid.
Some of these badass kids right here, they brought that motherfucker right back.
Yep.
They gonna, you know, they come out shaking and shit, Rick off them. He's trying to show me a trick.
The clown come back, no face paint or nothing on.
Oh yeah, whoops his ass. And he whoops face paint off him like you're a fucking wrestler.
And you trying to get your ass tough on it, you motherfucker.
They didn't whoop the face paint off him like you're doing wrestling, looking like an Iron Man match.
Back in 94.
I know. I know that the audience don't really keep up with nothing like that, but I had to say that because, hell, it's my show and I feel the fuck I feel.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Alright, what else? I didn't even want to spend no time on this because I think it's a complete waste of time. I mean, no knock to people that do like play this, and I think it was, I don't even know if people even playing it no more, but remember a week ago when everybody was playing Pokemon Go heavy as hell, that Pokemon where they, you know, I can't even really speak on it because I didn't even play it at all.
Well, see, and then this is the true story I'm about to tell you. I swear to God. Now, I was in my mail truck out there on Bunnell, and I seen these two big black-ass niggas running up and down the street on Bunnell, scared the life out of me. So, I, you know, they get to the one sweating, Then he just pulled his phone out, holding that shit up, shaking it like he was beating his meat. I don't know what the hell he would do. I said, man, what's going on? You running from 12 or whatever. You know, he was like, no, man, I'm trying to catch a bubble sore. I said, what?
Catch what?
Some shit called a bubble sore.
A bubble sore.
Some kind of Pokemon. Oh, you know what, man. I'm saying? So it's two grown black men at the end of the street shaking their phone. I ran too. I ain't know what the fuck. Police came down there for chasing my ass. So that's the crazy part of it.
Hell nah. That's crazy. Alright, I ain't really want to spend no time on that no way, because I knew wasn't about to call in and defend that, because that's just not really our thing. Is that even an app you got to pay for? Because I know ain't nobody black fans no apps.
No, I don't know, but I do know 2K came out.
Let me tell you something, GL, man.
I just want
tell you something, GL, man. I hate to admit that, you know, some people don't know how close me and GL are. We may or may not be, but I'm going to break it down to you right on wax right here. He think I'm over here to do the show. I'm really over here to play 2K. That's all, man. Because I don't got it at my house. He got NBA 2K, and I just come over here to play the video game. And this is part of what I got to do to play the video game. He said, man, every time I beat you, that's another 3 weeks you got to do the show.
Well, you're going to be doing the show forever, because this nigga don't ever beat
me. Them souped up teams you get. Nah, I'm just kidding. But man, that game is kind of it's just straight.
This is a good game. So anybody want their ass whooped that's listening to the show, add me Xbox Live at Mr. Nasty Time 256. Yes, I said Mr. Add me. That's who I am. No way. Don't.
Super over and crazy. The pipe busting, the gas is as hell, leak or something. What's up with that, man? Were you scared? Did you go fill your tank up and more all that too?
Hell no. See, what at my job, like I said, I'm a mailman. She told us, don't you come back. Don't you call, because you talking about you ain't got no gas. So I credit card and fill my car up. And they called too. They said, "Put double gas. Got to get to work." But it's crazy. They say it's fucked up 6 states though. It ain't just us. Tennessee got hit. Atlanta got hit. So.
Oh, don't say that, man.
I'm sorry.
You can't say that they was born that way.
Oh yeah. All those queers.
Don't say that, man.
All those queers. Oh man, sorry.
We got to be nice to our What is it, LBGYN community?
Yeah.
We gotta be cool with them. We gotta they listeners too. They support the show as well. They support the show. What else we got going on? Did you see the latest thing with the Ryan Lochte dude? Whatever. On the stars, how the processes ran on the
Oh shit, finna beat his ass. I seen it, you know, I follow ball alert, and they were saying that they was getting ready to, you know, jump up there, but security, you know. There's something too I want to ask. Why all the security got to be big and black? Hey, you know what
I'm saying?
That's the only job we get is security guards and cutting grass. Like, I'm trying to... Let me not even give him that.
Well, they definitely did tickle him. I mean, he up there looking all surprised. I mean, last I checked, he was a G anyways. I remember he was talking about something. They pulled a gun on him, and he didn't even blink. But when security guards ran, I mean, when those protesters ran on there, I could have swore his head turned right back to gray again.
Oh, yeah.
That shit turned right back gray.
For y'all who don't got the number, let me say this number again. 215-78. Feel free to call in and talk about anything that we talking about. Chat with me live. We're going to say it one more time. 215-383-5878.
All right. And they got, I honestly didn't get a chance to see it myself, but apparently there's a new show called Atlanta. And I was interested in it. I seen the preview. It looked pretty good. I want somebody to call in and tell me how the first episode. I mean, that way I don't have to TiVo it or DVR it. Just let me know if I'm missing out on something. It's that new show with Donald Glover. I really don't know what it's even about. I just seen the preview, and it looked interesting as hell to me. Did you happen to see it?
I didn't watch it because 2K came out. 2K is the only thing I've been looking at. I've been looking at that, and I've been looking at 2K again. In college football, Alabama won. Roll Tide, motherfuckers. For all y'all listening who don't like it, damn an eagle and damn a buzzard. Damn any other animal that ain't an elephant right now. Football season, because we're the best, and we're going to stay the best. But anyway, I had to get that off my chest. Thank you, my brother.
All right, well, let's get into these topics now. Let's get into these topics. What's the first one? We got so many. What's the first one you want to go through, Gia? You want to ask the one you were talking about earlier?
Okay. I be at work. Like I said, I talk a lot to a lot of my friends, a lot of my female friends. This right, first and foremost, because I do got female friends. How y'all doing? But anyway, like I was saying, I asked the question to the ladies. This is for the ladies. Does size really matter in the bedroom, or does it not? Call in and tell me. Explain to me. Does it really? Do you want a good man with a, you know? Could you date a small? Could you date a good man with a small penis, or do you want a big one? What a hell! I want to know, what does it really matter? Call me and let me know. 215-383-5878. That's just something I want. I would like to know. I want to go to the phone line.
All right, y'all said that we went too hard on y'all. Now we give y'all something that y'all don't have to defend y'allself on. Y'all can just call and talk shit about us if y'all want to. Well, not me. You can call and talk shit about dudes if y'all feel like that's better for y'all or whatever.
Not me.
So we gonna see how y'all respond to that. So we got somebody that's calling in right now. If you want to say your name and where you're from, and go ahead and speak your mind.
Georgia, man. I'm from Huntsville, Alabama. What up, cuz?
What up, cuz? How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Just chilling with my daughter, man. Just wanted to call in and give y'all a little information. That ATL little TV show produced by Danny Glover. It's a pretty good show, man. Pretty good show. It's actually portraying Atlanta pretty good, should I say. A lot
What's
of
it about?
Shit going on. Yeah, he pretty much just motherfucker trying to rap in Atlanta. You know, every motherfucker, everybody. I got next door neighbor, he rap shit. Everybody rapping in Atlanta, so you know how it is. Everybody
so
wanna be street niggas.
So you think they keeping it, I hate to say it's a cliche, but they think you keeping it real, or is it pretty true? Is it true to what the struggle is and what it's like for real to try to, you know, make it?
Yeah, they depicting it pretty well, man, because shit, no nothing come easy. Like, I don't know if y'all seen the first episode yet, but I guess they had a little part on there where I guess Danny had to sneak into the radio station and basically pay for his cousin shit to get played on the radio station, basically.
Nah, we didn't see any of it, man. I legit was hoping somebody would call and tell anybody, because I do want to watch the show.
I ain't trying to spoil it, man. Shit. I only seen two episodes, but it looks like it's going to be a pretty good show, shit. It can't be no worse than the rest of this shit they got out right now.
So, in your opinion, it's worth watching, though?
Yeah. Right now, I give it a good 8 right now, just seeing two episodes right now. I give it an 8 out of 10.
What channel is it on? What
channel is on FX? I can tell you that.
Oh, so I didn't know. FX.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Anything else you want to share with us? Anything else you want to share with us at all about any topics?
No, man. I'm just wanting to shout y'all boys out, man. Just I wanted to support y'all, man. I'm going to try to tune in every week, man. I missed episode 1, but I'm probably go back and see if I can listen to it. But I'm trying to tune in, man. Keep supporting you, man. Supporting y'all, man. Cause I love you, man. You always
too,
been funny, man. Shit. And keep on goddamn doing your thing, man. I'm going to continue to listen, man.
I appreciate it. We're going to do it get better. Your show, man. I'm on in.
All right.
All right, I appreciate all of you calling, man. Showing love like that, man. If we can get everybody to support, man, we can't do nothing but rise to the top. So So while we're waiting for these other callers to call in about the topic, we can move to the next one. And it ain't no particular order. So if you want to go back and speak up, see, he came and talked about left that a little while back. So whatever you bring up, we'll address it live and say, just say whatever comes to mind or whatever. So I guess the next topic while we're waiting on people to call in about the size matter, I want y'all to call in and tell us the biggest lies that girls or guys tell. The biggest lies. You know, it could be simple stuff. Like, what's one of the biggest lies that females tell? Just something simple. Hey, when you ask them where you want to eat at, you know what I'm saying, what you want to eat. And they say it don't matter. And they give them, well, you, how does it go, Gia?
I tell you how it go in my house, in at home. Hey, what you want to eat? It don't matter. All right, I'm finna order pizza. I don't want no goddamn pizza. You just said it don't matter. Well, I don't want no pizza then. Okay. Well, I'm finna go get some chicken. I don't want no damn chicken. Well, motherfucker, get your ass in the kitchen and cook then. Because goddamn it, I'm tired of goddamn asking your ass. But to me, that ain't the biggest lie.
I said, what's some of them?
Some.
Keep it going. We got plenty of them.
Well,
Go ahead, Gio. My bad.
Now, you straight.
No, I was saying. Now, I'm just saying, I want y'all to tell me as many as y'all can think of. I want y'all to defend, you know, and I want the female callers to call in and say what us dudes be lying about. What we lying about. Like, if we say that we, that you the only one.
Yeah.
what we be lying about? Go ahead and tell us what we be lying about. Call in and tell us. 215-383-5878. Call and tell us what we be lying about.
Another, I tell you, one lie I used to hear coming back in my, you know, when I was in my teens and my early 20s. When you try to go over a chick house and, you know, you might have went over there and kicked them with them, then they hit you with that famous line, you know I'm on my period. Now, that's to me, that's like the ultimate. Bitch, you done ate this 2-for-20 meal, and you gonna tell me you on your period? Or you gonna open up that mouth with that booty hole one?
What that mouth do?
What the, you gonna open up some and let me in one of these. You ate my 2-for-20.
I'm 2-for-20, you can't go to Cajun Steamer, bro.
No, you're 2-for-20, and you better get some chicken.
You can't go to Connor's.
Nah. Hell no. You conning me. I don't even know how to spell Connor. You know what's crazy? I could, no women has called the show yet to defend, because I had a lot of text messages from, like you said, from y'all dog women and all this and all
I'm
that.
We halfway through the show, and I'm putting it on wax right now. Y'all didn't say we didn't talk bad about women. If y'all don't feedback on, we're going to start back blasting y'all ass again. I'm sorry to tell you.
I'm going to Ray Lewis the hell out you. I don't care if you don't listen or not.
Ray Rice.
I'm going to Ray Rice every bitch that called me and asked me something about it. I'm going to knock you the fuck out. So, no, I'm just playing. I don't condone hitting women, only on Sundays. But anyway, like I said, please just hit me up. Let me know what's the biggest lies men tell. And fellas, where y'all at? What's the biggest lies women tell? Men and women talk. What's the biggest lie they tell?
What else you got, Gio, as far as these lies that women tell? What they been lying to you about? What else they been lying to you about?
The biggest lie a woman to tell you, they look you dead in your eye and tell you, ain't nobody text me on my phone. Ain't nobody on me. That's Keish.
Oh, yeah. They be lying about they lying about who be in the inbox.
Yeah.
They're just my friend.
Don't nobody like me.
Inbox look totally different than your damn wall on Facebook. Yeah. Totally different.
Yeah, look at that phone. Ain't got no number in the contact. They got 900 likes on one picture. Somebody talking to you. But you ain't got nobody, though.
No.
It's crazy. Today,
go ahead, Jeff.
I was like, today it went as of last night. I can tell you another lie. Looked me dead in my face and said, I don't want to go to the Oktoberfest. Came right back downstairs, no sooner I cut the game on. Yeah, I want to go. You gonna lie to me that damn quick? I took my shower and took my shoes off and everything. You low down scoundrel, and I gotta act. I want to go. Have you ever, you know, that's a hard thing to do. Have you ever just had to act like you, guess what? Keisha and Ray right now, they mad and they about jumped on me. You got to act mad. Have you ever had to just act mad with somebody? You ain't mad, but you got to act like you mad.
Well, I mean, just something you learn to do if you want to keep your relationship going, because they're going to have some beef that you ain't got shit to do with you. But if their problem is your problem, and you got to learn to, that's something you got to learn to have a bad, whether she right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? That's something that you have to do. I don't know if we asked them to do that for us, but we damn sure got to do it for them.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, if you want to be in a successful relationship, you better have her back whether she right or wrong. That's one thing I did learn.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. You got to learn when to lie, too.
What do you mean by that, Jill?
Because sometimes they'll ask you something. They ask you this, like a question, a good one. Hey, do I look fat in this? Sometimes you got to lie and just be like, nah. You don't look fat, because if I tell you you fat in the shit, you might not suck my dick tonight. So, and I want my dick sucked. So I got to let you go out looking like a teletubbie.
Hold on. Say that part again. Hold on. You said, what you say about teletubbie? Go ahead.
I'm just saying, sometimes you got to lie, like, you know what I'm saying, because I want you the ending surprise at the end of the night. I got to let you walk out the house looking like a teletubbie, because I know this dress too little for you. You think you can fit it, so fit it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to get the ultimate prize in the end, because I don't give a damn how you look. I just want you to look right when I get home.
I keep it going, man. You got to keep a happy, you know, keep a happy home, huh?
Yeah, you got to keep a happy home. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to lie. Why did you come home last night? Man, you know Sharky got bit by a wild coyote. They had to drop him at the hospital.
Yeah. I'm always the alibi.
You want to say? I don't lie on you. I come home. Well, I ain't come home. Just wait here, man. Shawty, man, his whole spinal cord is just.
I figured my spinal cord out like more comment.
Yeah, his
whole
spinal cord came out. I had to go help him take him down to Crestwood. Then Crestwood line long. So they wouldn't see him, and then I had to take him home to the hospital, and then we had to get a helicopter. So that's why I ain't come home at night.
Oh, man, it's like that sometimes.
It really does.
All right, what else we got going on, GL? We got another subject we could get these people to put in their two cents about. What I want to know, GL, and this is something we had posted on our page, so we should have some people ready to talk about it. What I want to know is, can you be best friends with the opposite sex?
You can be best friends with the opposite sex if the opposite looks like
beef. I don't know what that means, Zangief, the dude from Street Fighter.
Yeah, one of them.
Looks like somebody... like the bottom of somebody's shoe. So basically saying that the only time you can be best friends with opposite sex is if you're not sexually attracted to them. Is that what it is? So that's kind of like the same thing as the friend zone.
Yeah.
That same thing as the friend zone. I don't know. I agree. I think you, well, I mean, I, let me rephrase that. I disagree. I think you can be best friends with the opposite sex. It just depends on y'all history. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes after a while you have a connection with somebody that, it depends on how long, your connection may not necessarily have to do with your gender, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's, you know, male or female, you can have best friends that's the same or opposite sex. Just depending on what y'all been through and what kind of understanding that you have with that person. I do think that the lines can get a little murky or a little cross when y'all have had, if y'all may have had slept together in the past, something like that. That may make it, you know, a bit hard to do. Well, you know what? And honestly, that's not even a problem until you're dating somebody else. You know what I'm saying? You can have sex with your best friend all the time until you're dating somebody, and then it becomes a problem. You know what I'm saying? I think that becomes a problem once that happens. Yeah, you think you can be friends with the opposite sex?
Gotta be ugly as hell. If your best friend ugly as hell, you can. If y'all not already fucked, first and foremost, y'all my best friend. Y'all intimate sex associates. Get that right.
Intimate sex associates. That's a new one to me.
That's what you done have sex and you want to come because say y'all best friends. Because let me tell you one thing, as what I think. If I got that pussy once, I can get it again. I don't give a damn if I fucked you when I was 17. Mm-hmm. I fucked her, bitch. You can never un pussy back from my dick. So I feel like you belong to me, like that nigga on that song. You know, I give all my love, bitch. You belong to me, but I haven't had you before. So that's always it's a hit. That's a touchy subject, but it's no such thing as men and women being best friends. Like somebody gotta be ugly, or they gotta be y'all gotta be unmarried, or you know what I'm saying? They gotta be some weird shit going on, but you know.
All right, caller. Once you in, go ahead and state your name and where you're from, and speak on the subject, whatever it is that you gotta share.
This is Cole.
All right, welcome, Colin. What's your name? Where you from?
This is Chad.
I'm
from Austin.
What up? What up, Chad? From
I'm from Austin. Man, I came home and a man was fucking my wife, man. What should I do about it?
First of all, let me tell you what you should do. First of all, I want to say that bitch ain't shit for letting him fuck your wife, but she ain't
worth a bitch. I thought about joining him for a second. I thought about joining him for real, dog.
Dude, you don't
that,
join
that
him.
That bitch ain't shit, is she?
You don't join him if your dick, if his dick bigger than yours, you shoot that
man,
nigga in.
Man, dude, dick was so little, and she was hooping and hollering.
What you should have did, you should have just looked. Say, look, you ain't got
he
no
had
money.
To grab his balls to make the stem come out.
Hey, what you should have done, you should have shot that bitch, robbed him, and then called the police and act like in plain insanity and got off.
I love her, though. Should I forgive her?
Hell no.
I love her, man.
I love her, dog. Don't do that, man. So you there? You there, caller? You
still
here?
Oh, damn. Colin killed
it. Oh, shit.
The Colin got tapped out.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear it, man. It made our show kind of sad, man. We didn't give him enough good advice. To stick it out to say his wife, man. Like, don't nobody care about the little dumb shows no more, do they?
I don't care. Hey, who cares now? Everybody cheat. Hell. Everybody think it's like an okay thing to do. It kind of borderline makes me want to be like, man, I'm going to be a swinger.
Oh, man. I don't know if you want to do that, man. There's too many diseases out there for that shit.
It is.
Like, at the end of the day, is it about sex or is it about the relationship?
About both.
I mean, I know, but that goes back to the best friend thing. Like, they always say the goal is to marry your best friend. You don't think so, Jill?
Hell no, because you my best friend. I ain't trying to marry you. I don't want no... At the end of the day, you don't want nobody that's... You want somebody to have someone like you, but I don't want you to be my damn best friend.
That don't mean you think. Like, that just mean y'all have a lot of things. I mean, not even in common. Sometimes y'all just vibe. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about from, you know, opposite sex or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason I do believe you can be best friends with opposite sex. It just depends on what you get in common, you know, what you like, what you don't like. Just somebody you vibe and kick it with. You know what I'm saying? Like, Who doesn't want to marry that?
You're right.
The thing is, some people change once you get that title. Once you become that title, you can be best friends all day. As soon as you get that title, sometimes people change up. You know what I'm saying? You expect different from people. You be more protective. You know, it's just different.
I'm like P. Diddy. P. Diddy was just like, why get married? Because when you get married, so many other people. It's so much expectation going to it. When you boyfriend and girlfriend, when I was boyfriend and girlfriend, it wasn't no expectation. The only thing, you know what I'm saying? Everything was all good and all cooking and cleaning and jucking and jiving and then just sleeping and working and working.
Yeah. That That's always a little tough thing. I'm surprised anybody come in and defend it. We're talking about people's wives getting slept with or whatever. That wasn't the topic, but call in anyway. Talk about what you want to talk about. If you have something you want to ask GL or Shaki, aka you know, Fat Daddy's brother, aka Skeeter Valentine, aka Black Justin Timberlake. What else can they say about me? I got a million nicknames, You know what I'm saying? But whatever you want to talk to us about, it's been a minute since we dropped that number, 215-383-5878. And you have anything you want to talk about or anything you want to ask us, call in. Once again, the chat is open in case you a little too nervous to call in or you ain't pay your phone bill or your first minute ain't free. It's the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Weekend, I know you got unlimited minutes at this time.
You better have unlimited. $20
So I know your phone line should be working. It should be.
Subject I wanted to talk to you about when I was asking you the other day on the phone was, do you think if woman lies on a man about being raped, should she go to jail?
Hold on, let me rephrase. Say that again.
If a woman lies on a man and said that he raped her and he did. Should the woman go to jail? You know, they don't do anything to him. They just go away. But do you think a woman should go to jail if she lied to a man that raped
her? It's funny. I mean, I recently was doing, I wouldn't even say I was doing research. I was having some research read to me. It was pretty interesting about, and I know this is its own subject, but it's not exactly what you asked me. It's hard enough for women to, how can I put this word? It's hard enough for people to believe. Oh, it came up. We were talking about Bill Cosby or whatever. We were talking about Bill Cosby and about how it took all these people to come out and to finally come against him or whatever. But they'd be scared to pretty much say anything and stand up for it. But honestly, we got a caller calling in and they probably want to speak about what we're talking about. So I'm going to go ahead and have them state their name and where they're from and what else they want to talk about. Welcome, caller. What you want to share with us today? Caller, what's your name? Where you from?
This is Weed.
What up?
I'm from Hunts. What up, bro?
What you got going on?
What's up?
What you got going? Mr. Orlando.
No.
What you growing at, son?
Man, chill out, man.
What you want to talk to us about today, man?
Two men dressed
like women talking about they lesbians.
Two men dressed like that's some bullshit, ain't it? Like, how does that even work?
Wearing thongs on backwards and shit, you hear me? Dick longer than all of us put together, you hear me?
do you think they'll be able to raise a child together? Do you think that's possible? Can two gay men claim to be lesbians raise a child together? You think so?
If they want a gay baby, yeah.
What?
Yeah. These days, you're 2 years old. 2 years old wearing eyelashes and stuff, man.
so you think two gay men can't raise a straight son or a straight person? You think that the baby's gonna be gay?
Man, not if they. Man, look. You know they talking about this. They uncle, one on their dad and one their uncle, and then you hear them in their moaning like that. What you think the child gonna think?
Monk, auntie. That's my auntie, not auntie.
You said auntie.
If the child call any one of them daddy, he getting his ass beat, man.
That's my niece.
That's your niece.
That's my motherfucking niece. <Steve.
laughs> Hey. Baby gonna come out scratching their head like J-Rock was from T-Town that time, you hear me?
Boy, you stupid, boy. What you doing? Man, but hey, look, I appreciate you calling, Lil Wee. Hey, look, all week and every Sunday, man. You can't do nothing but go up. You can't do nothing but make it live. Anything
man,
you want to tell the world?
I just want to call in and show some love. You hear me?
I so appreciate it.
They just calling in and show some love. I'm going to holler at y'all, bro.
All right.
Give me that money.
All right. Get down.
I want to thank we calling in, man. I love, man. I appreciate it. And just call us every week. And had to shoot the shit with your boys, man. We go way far back to show us any love. All right, what else we got going on, DL, man? There's one that I kind of thought was going to spark some controversy or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I pretty much was trying to have women defend themselves, but I mean, that's the only thing that y'all understand. So I want a girl to call in and tell me the question is, can your wholeness be deleted? That's something that came up in conversation after the last topic when we went hard on the hoes for being hoes and all that stuff. So, but the question was, we've already gotten past the fact that you hoe.
Yeah.
So now we just want to see, after you've been a hoe, can it be deleted? Can it all be forgiven? I think that one girl from hip hop or the girl that's whatever, and shout out on the show with the Breakfast Club or something that she's all her heart, like your wholeness can be deleted. From what I get from that, she's pretty much saying that after maybe a certain amount of time, you know, that people forget that you was a hoe. Maybe you undo your wholeness from, I don't know, being from not having sex for a while. I really don't understand what she meant by that because I don't think it's possible.
No.
Your wholeness cannot be deleted. I mean,
it can be suppressed. It can be bottled up to me from, you know, you can come and be a nun, but you still was a hoe.
I want one of our female callers to call in and tell me this can be deleted at 215-383-5878. Or you can chat and say it if you don't want to call in. If you don't want to call in, hell, some people don't want to hear their voice. Or hell, give us a fake name if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Give us a fake name if you don't want people to know who you are or whatever and why you defend your wholeness. You know,
yeah.
Or if you think wholeness can be deleted. I personally think so. I mean, and deep down, y'all women don't think wholeness can be deleted either. Because if that was the case, be real with me. Gio, you tell me if I'm lying. Y'all, these women, the women themselves, they went in on Alicia Keys for messing up, for wrecking the house, you know, being a home wrecker.
Yeah.
I swear to God, Alicia Keys ain't sold a record since she did that with Sweet Bee. Y'all have not forgiven her, so her wholeness has not been deleted. Her wholeness has not been forgiven. You tell me that y'all rock with Alicia Keys, and I know y'all don't, because I hear too many times that y'all don't fuck with her.
Yeah.
Y'all don't fuck with Alicia Keys.
No, you tell the truth, because they damn near blacked her out the industry, because she broke up supposedly a happy home. And me personally, I don't understand what was wrong with it. I ain't mad at him. Yeah, you liked him. He liked you. He was tired of being at home. I was his wife at home one doing something, right? That's how I feel.
In women's defense, hell, maybe this is
yeah.
But that's the point I'm trying to make is the wholeness, was it deleted or not? You know what I'm saying? I'm not placing the blame necessarily on Alicia Keys. Hell, she may be right or wrong for what she did. But have y'all forgiven her? And can her wholeness be deleted? You tell me that y'all forgave her and her wholeness was deleted, then we'll have something to, you know, to say. But I don't think it's been deleted.
No, I don't think you can ever in a lifetime.
I can give y'all another example. Since nobody won't call in and defend y'all wholeness. Y'all know who Monica Lewinsky is, don't y'all? I do.
Yeah.
What is she known for? That was 20, 30 years ago. Have y'all forgot that? Was her wholeness deleted, or is she still some
wholesome
chick,
woman?
Some wholesome woman, a wholesome woman that has known for having Bill Clinton's jizz on her on her dress somewhere. Like, to me, that's all she's known for. So I'm waiting for her wholeness to be deleted.
And it never will.
So y'all call in and tell me that her wholeness is deleted.
She can fucking hit the lotto today and become the next president. The first thing that what people gonna say about her?
She Clinton dick.
So I hate to say this was one of those topics
whose wholeness wasn't deleted or whatever. You a reformed. You ain't a hoe no more. You tell me how your wholeness was deleted. You tell me how was your personally deleted. You know, or how you deleted. If you're still working on it. If you your 12-step program, dick out your mouth, and that's just between.
Yeah.
You said he had a whole rehab and how you were working on deleted.
What do you do now? Well, I just beat this man.
Is that what they say?
Yeah,
I just, fucking step program.
Yeah.
Dick sucking anonymous.
I didn't quit the double penetration. I'm just moving to one.
Oh, man. Let's see. We didn't take care of the. We don't really do drugs. Like, I can't really, we might even take that out the name because we can't talk about drugs for real. We don't sell them. You know what I'm saying?
That was just the first episode.
That's just taglines. Well, but
yeah.
We can't talk about alcohol because I'm on some alcohol right now. I'm on alcohol right now. Some of our feedback I had somebody tell me that they heard me drinking. They could hear me drinking on online or whatever. I don't know how that was. I only listened to the show. Once or whatever, and it might be. it might be true that you get on there. But ain't no different than you know Lil Wayne doing not the Carter, but what's his mixtape that he does?
Dirty Sprite.
No, that's Future. I'm talking about Lil Wayne when he do his mixtape. The what's his mixtape called?
No ceilings
or whatever.
Yeah.
When he hit that lighter before he do every song. Hell, you might give me sip alcohol. Same thing. Same thing. It's all good. You know, you gotta do what you do to keep yourself moving, keep everything moving.
Well, we got 5 minutes left, man. Anybody listen, I highly appreciate anybody who does. Who, matter of fact, let me shout out all the people that go back and replay this.
So
a lot of people go back and
that was part of as well. A lot of feedback is people aren't listening to the show live; they're listening to the replay and. We're going to have all the back on YouTube on 100 Proof Radio. That's going to be named. That's the name of the page. We're going to upload them. Within the week, we'll start uploading all the sites. All the podcasts. Y'all check it out. And tell me what y'all think. I definitely appreciate all the feedback and all the listeners and the people who call, man. Shout out to them. We're looking to have more people be interactive. No.
Sorry, somebody was fucking the wife. I'm sorry I couldn't have that. I thought you should have shot them both.
I definitely appreciate the callers. You want to tell the people your how they can reach you again, Jim?
Oh no, he didn't. 256 all together is my Snapchat name. I'm gonna give you my Instagram name if you want to follow me on that. It's DATSAZZ Mr. Man. That's all together. That's your ass, Mr. Postman. That's how you follow me.
All right. To reach me, it's going to be BSHAKEE at Twitter. That's BSHAKEE at Twitter.com. And BSHAKEE is my username on Instagram. And once again, I appreciate y'all listening and tuning in to 100 Proof.
Next Sunday,
6:00. And I promise we're going to get better each and every show. Y'all tell a friend, and we'll keep on getting better and better for you guys, man. And we'll see y'all next time, man.
Escobar season has returned. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man.
turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Dylan.
You can hate me now.
QB.
But I won't stop now.
Real niggas.
Cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now.
Come on.
But I won't stop now.
Do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, clothes that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, bitches, honeys that swollen, the riches. Not get in ya, most critically acclaimed Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator. My style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators, ringside, try watching my paper.